Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He is rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. It might be the very thing you've been longing for. It might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you. Or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that he will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip inside his head, mind, and soul, and listen to this week's comments from Les Visible.
Welcome. Welcome, my dear friends, to Dog Poet Transmitting and the Saucer Pod, which is around here somewhere, but we won't be using it today. We're not going to be in the Saucer Pod. We're just going to be in your hearts and minds. As I assure you, you are in our hearts and minds. When I say our, I mean I'm inhabited by not just one single entity of consciousness. It's like going, you know, up a spiral staircase. Sometimes we're talking from this level, sometimes we're talking from that level, depending on who is doing the translating or communicating. Sometimes that which teaches me speaks, and sometimes that which teaches the thing that teaches me speaks. Sometimes it's me, and then you can expect perhaps a few errors. Anyway, we send you many greetings and blessings from the Arcturian Brotherhood and the Sirius Cluster, from a fellowship of kindred souls that are in advance of ourselves and thereby are instructional to us should we be seeking such things. If we know better all by ourselves, then God forbid they won't intrude. And therein lies one of the big problems that we face as human beings, what we allow ourselves to be influenced by. Who is governing the quality of the decisions we make? You know, this world right now is in a very, well, let's speak just of the United States, but of course, the world in general, is in a very divided place. We might say the red states and the blue states, for instance, here. And what that has to do is on the East Coast and the West Coast are all of the Obamaites who represent a type of thinking that is headed in a particular direction, and they're very, very upset that the person they wanted to be the titular head of the whole operation is not in there, but rather another person is. So there's a lot of warring back and forth going on. On the one hand, you have the Obamaites who are being largely controlled by the George Soros dimension. And on the other hand, you have, I don't know, but it's different, and it generally reflects more traditional values, and some of those are very good because they have to do with the family unit and a sort of tight infrastructure that existed before history was around. And then at the same time, you have certain elements of conservatism that are not necessarily good for everyone. There are individuals that come around a lot these days and talk about how the Vatican is in control of everything, and that the oppositional side is the Knights Templar faction. These people don't really know what they're talking about. This is just something they read somewhere, and they have a little bit of, you know, historical data that they're, you know, it just suits their purposes. But usually people who are talking from this point are trying to get around accepting that the individuals who are causing the greatest amount of havoc are those who are behind the writing of the protocols of the Elders of Zion, those who control the banks, those who have been the primary usurers on this planet for a long, long time. And they're behind a lot of the demented and satanic cultural modes that are presently going on that involve things like the state of the music, the entertainment, and the rest of this. Some of it's acceptable, I suppose, and a lot of it is not. That's like the matter between physics and metaphysics. Physics deals with what certain scientists or scientific schools have been able to prove through trial and error or through repetition of, you know, if you throw a ball up in the air, it's going to come down. If you do it 20 times, it's going to keep doing that. And so we have a lot of laws that come around and are based on that kind of system. Then there's metaphysics. And all metaphysics is physics still, but with a much wider range and reach. And the more that one understands what is taking place within this particular dynamic, the more one realizes that whatever seems to be the truth of this physical world is extremely limited and limiting. And thereby, you can extrapolate from that to confining, restricting, imprisoning, enslaving. There are a lot of ways, if you follow thought in a logical, reasonable manner, like I try to do, are incremental. In this world, we have the prince of this world. And then there is also, conversely, the king of heaven. Now, when the king of heaven shines down into this world, it is refracted through mirrors or filters that give a different impression or persona than that which initially sent forth the light of the force. So, in essence, God and the devil are the same thing, but seen from different perspectives. There's only one force, but there are two basic ways in which to express this force. It's more complicated, I suppose, than that, but I want to stay simple with this and say that I completely lost my train of thought. Good work, Visible. Okay, anyway. Yes. So, this force comes into the physical world, and then it becomes interpreted according to the state or conditions in which we exist. Now, if materialism is very powerful in the world of the moment, then there's going to be a very strong pressure for you to see things in a reversed or demonic way. Let's just investigate Satanism for a moment. They talk about speaking the Lord's Prayer backwards. You see crosses upside down. You see reversed pentagrams. Ordinarily, a pentagram, a right-sided, five-pointed star, has the four elements, and spirit is above. But when you reverse it, the four elements are predominant. And then you have chaos and confusion because they're all at war with each other. So division, discord, all of these things are in operation. When you're upright, consciousness-wise, the King of Heaven is rightly reflected in your consciousness. When you're upside down, quite the reverse, and you wind up living in a carnival of errors. You wind up being driven and striving and fighting in opposition with all sorts of forces and conditions that you don't really understand, except they're going contrary to what you want. Contrary to what you want, let's say what you want is selfish. Selfish intent, serving the self, everyone for themselves, you know, dog eat dog, it's that kind of thing. On the other hand, in the kingdom of heaven, impersonality is the rule. And what you get then as right conduct is selfless service. Now you might say to yourself, where's the profit in that? If I'm constantly giving myself away to everyone else, what am I getting back? You're getting yourself given back to you 10 times over, or likely much more. You look for the profit margin in certain things, and it doesn't seem to add up or make sense. You're constantly serving everyone, you're constantly giving yourself away. Where's the good in that? That is an expression of how the Almighty is. And the state of the consciousness of the Almighty is bliss and joy. Because the Almighty is constantly giving itself away. And the physical representation of the Almighty is the sun, which shines on everyone, good and evil alike, brings forth life, is abundance, logarithmically expressed. And this is what we ourselves want to be. And we will be literally in paradise, because paradise and hell are both states of mind. Okay. Hell is the absence of God. And what do they say? They say that God is love. So it is the absence of love. It is, in many cases, unendurable suffering. It is hell. On the other hand, it is heaven. Where would you prefer to be? I know what I would prefer, and regardless of the many, many mistakes I have made in this life, I have finally come to an understanding that no matter what, the ineffable knows more than I do. There have been times even recently where I have strongly objected to this, and invariably, the ineffable points out to me how wrong I am. And I've really come to see this now, folks. And as I have, my love increases by the day. My well-being increases. My joy increases. And thereby, I have an abundance of it, and I'm able to share it liberally wherever I go. Hell is selfishness, usurping the divine. In other words, you put yourself on the throne of God, but you're incompetent to carry this out. You're not informed enough to do it properly. So what do? You're like a drunken jester, dancing along the lip of disaster. Better to wake up before existence demonstrates to you, through the purpose of demonstration, where certain actions lead. There is no enjoyment in this life unless the ineffable is enjoying it in you. That's how it works. You see, if the ineffable is not enjoying it within you, then there's no real enjoyment there. You are then frustrated, unhappy, not getting out of it what you thought you were going to get, which is the source of disappointment at all times. And that is why you see people running around with these looks on their faces, and this constant striving and unhappiness and inability to get to that sacred and integral spot of tranquility and peace. You're not at war with anyone anymore because you don't want any of these things. All these things are added unto you because you have sought the kingdom of God. You don't have to think about religion. You don't have to think about all this right and wrong, the commandments, or any of the rest of this, because all of these things are naturally understood within you. This is as much as I know what to tell you. You know, love is the most overwhelming and consuming force that I myself have ever experienced. And like all of you, I have interpreted it in times of my ignorance as satisfying certain desires or the act of physical love or any of these things, thinking that a completeness can be found in them. That is not the case. Only when you surrender and let go of everything and allow whatever the course is that the divine sets for you, which will be the quickest point from where you are to where you want to get. You look at the posters of Krishna and Arjuna. Arjuna is there appearing to drive the chariot, but Krishna is standing behind Arjuna and actually doing the driving. Then you are driving, but otherwise you are being driven. And that's what the pitchfork of the dark one is all about. And in essence, you're also being driven, sometimes in the right direction, but resisting, always resisting, because ignorance is clouding our judgment and our understanding. I'm vaping these days. What a difference. I can sing again, I feel great. Something I learned, something that came to me. And of course, somebody gave me a gold Dunhill lighter. I'm not using cigarettes anymore. It's just kind of typical, you know. I sent it off to have it refurbished and they wanted $200. And they didn't get around to it and were so apologetic and everything, they went ahead and did it for free and sent it back. Well, who knows? I have it now. Maybe, you know, eventually there'll be some use for it. I don't know. My friends, thank you so much for dropping in here today. And let me say that I will see you next week, if there is one, because we've come to the end of yet another broadcast. And I'll see you next week. Yeah, if there is one. That said, much love, Lady Nature. Hail, Lord Jesus Christ. Meacham Ambu, Guru Bawa. Om Amitabha. Bismillah, Irrahman, Irrahim. Greetings, my good friend, Lord Ganesh. Hare Krishna! Carry on, Baha'u'llah. Aloha, and... Always a pleasure, my friends. Much love to you. May love grace your life. May you be filled with an abundance of it. And may you share it with everyone you meet. Emulate the sun. God bless you.
He's long and tall and slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. You can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. No one stays anonymous when he gets you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth, he's bringing freedom. Wake-up call designed for everyone. He's here. Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the ONSIC Radio Network of Stations.